Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am trying to be rashly positive Chuck Mockler.
That's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. Anyways, we're a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media folks.
Oh, yeah.
We bring you Locked on Clippers 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific.
Yes, drops at 7 a.m. Come hang.
Make sure to tune in. We'd love to have you. Have you help out your morning commute,
for sure, absolutely.
or any time of day. Time of day is fine to stop on in. We got a heck of a show lined up for you though. Today we're gonna do a weekend recap. A couple of back to back, just great games.
Oof,
for the
Clips. Clippers look pretty damn good.
Took care of business against the Kings, 138-100. Held the Pacers under 100 in tonight's matchup. Yesterday's, by the time you're listening to this. But anyways, we're gonna kind of wrap up that whole weekend, talk about what we liked, what we didn't like. And then in segment two, it's Monday, so it's the freshies. We're talking fresh guys to the squad. We got to lead things off talking about Morris. We're also going to talk about Mann. We got to talk about Kennard. We got to talk about Oturu, who is
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
It's a good time so far. So lots of fresh stuff to talk about there. And then in shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else, we're going to talk a little bit about Jay Scrubb, sort of what his timeline is looking like now. Paul George's disrespectful 2K rating, which you know I care
about. We're talking about,
And an update on the Batum Battalion. So all that and more coming up right about now. But first, I got to say, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar.
Yeah.
Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, all caps, one word. You'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, so the Clippers had a pretty damn good weekend.
Yes.
Overall.
Yes.
Destroyed the Kings 138-100 on Friday. Just real quick, Kawhi had 27-4-6. PG had 26-4, two dimes. Reggie started and played well. We had kind of the best Reggie Jackson. Terrence Mann had 13 points and 9 boards, hit 2 threes, which, I mean, this was maybe the best Mann has looked in a Clippers uniform.
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely, definitely. Is this the... Do you think he's able to outdo this performance this season?
No.
No? All right.
No. We'll talk about that more in the next segment. Third quarter defense killed the Kings. We ended up winning the third quarter 37-16.
Was this the best single quarter the Clippers have maybe played all season?
Yes. And the second best one happened against the Pacers, which was great too. The Clippers against the Kings, just a great big win. But the win against the Pacers almost for me, for some reason, feels like, I mean, the Pacers were out pretty key guys.
I was going to say, even shorthanded, you're liking that.
We had another great third quarter. Maybe I was just riding the high off that. But we didn't have Lou Will. The Clippers did win 129-96. No surge either.
Yeah.
So we were down. Zoo had to start. But, I mean, this game against the Pacers, Kennard and Morris were fantastic.
Yeah.
In this one.
Yeah.
They both had 20 points. The high for each of them in a Clippers uniform up to this point. They combined 9 of 16 from 3. Morris added 7 boards. It was great. Who else was great in this one?
Pebev really stands out to me. He finished with a solid stat line for Pab, which he had 11-5-6, the 6 assists you love to see. He was a team best plus 29. And he just does all the things that Pebev, you expect Pebev to do. You know, he's fighting for loose balls. He's taking very hard charges in transition.
Yeah. Went up for an offensive board and got kind of rocked in midair.
Yeah.
Like, he took a lot of punishment in this Pacers game.
Yeah, he really put his body on the line in this one. He at one point kind of got caught. He was like yelling out instructions on defense and someone just went directly at him and ended up scoring. But
yeah,
he recovered on the other end. Overall, just great performance from him. This was just a good team win. All together. Both the stars took care of business. PG at 20, Kawhi 17-7-5.
PG was getting aggressive early, which was great too.
So overall, I thought that something was really interesting was like the Pacers play a really aggressive style of defense.
Yeah, it did not work against the
which, yeah, like they do some zone stuff. They'll be really aggressive at the point of attack on the ball handler. And I think it was interesting to just see how prepared these forwards now, you know, I'm talking Kawhi and PG, obviously, are for that kind of challenge.
For sure.
Because I think that's sort of a look, that's something that you want to be playoff ready for. When guys are seeing a lot of bodies, they're still able to make the pass. They know where everyone is going to be on the court.
Yeah.
And they're able to execute. And, you know, the Pacers weren't really able to move away from that defensive scheme. I don't know if that's solely because of the personnel.
Losing Miles Turner is huge for that, for them, for sure.
But, yeah, the amount of threes that we were hitting, I thought that, you know, that it would force them away from that. And we continued to just kind of do what we did offensively.
And I think that's a big credit, too, to Ty Lue. From the jump, it didn't even seem like there was a lot of figuring out the Pacers in this game. Our guys knew where to go on the offensive end.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't – we weren't really that flummoxed early or anything like that by this Pacers defense. Ty Lue did a great job of prepping the guys for this one. I mean, our bench had 74 points. Which is like
absurd,
unbelievable. And then again in the third quarter, the defense stepped up. The only person who like really made this game interesting, who was gonna be the person, you know, a shorthanded Pacers team who's gonna destroy the Clippers, of course, it's Doug McDermott.
Sabonis also had a great game,
For sure. But McDermott's that guy who beats the Clippers. He had like 15 in the first.
It's like the microwave score that pops up on it.
He had like 15 in the first, but we adjusted well to him. Yeah. You know, like we didn't let that really doom us. We came out hot in the third. But what we didn't like was there was a cold streak in the second quarter that almost doomed us. We went 0-5 from deep in a very short period of time when the Pacers cut the lead to 4. But, you know, then it just kind of got out of hand after the third.
So, I mean, is this just the cost of doing business?
I think it is.
We took just a hair under 40 threes in this one. We took 39. We hit 19 of them. You know, 49% clip. You're not going to do any better than that.
No.
So I guess it's one of those things of like, how long do you stick with it before?
Because there's no free throw attempts.
Yeah, right? Like before you need to kind of start playing more aggressively downhill.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to be one of those sort of lines.
The bugaboos.
It's one of the lines that we have to tread, and I don't have an easy answer for it right now.
Having Lue back helps.
I think as we see, we're just going to have to see how it evolves as the season progresses. But
yeah,
being at that 43-point attempts, I mean, I'm pretty happy being in that, you know, 37 to 40 range.
Yeah.
I think that that's a great place to be.
Especially when guys are shooting so well.
Yeah, it's what we wanted. It's what we wanted from Ty Lue. I mean, he did it. But yeah, you know, you do go through cold streaks like this. It's hard to watch a lead sort of evaporate like that. Another thing for me that was like, I don't know, I thought really we did a decent job of keeping them out of the paint in this one. You know, Sabonis got to his spots later, but Zoo got the start in this one, and he only ended up playing about 16 minutes.
Classic foul trouble.
Yeah, just classic foul trouble. He had 6-2 with a steal and a block. I don't know, man. Are we worried about this? Like, what does he have to do to sort of improve that playing time, sort of get back to kind of that level that he was at last year? Because I don't think
I want
to
say continuity, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to say continuity is what he needs.
Yeah.
He needs a set lineup, but I don't know. It's just not looking – it's not clicking for Zoo yet.
It's not. He had a couple of moments.
I think 5 more games, and then it's kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah, he had a couple of moments where he shined, but I think you're right. I think giving him a little bit more time, he's just gonna figure it out.
Yeah, for
hopefully
sure.
But we did, and a thing that was interesting despite this is we did get kind of some looks at some smaller lineups.
Yeah,
especially with Serge gone in this one. Offensively, those lineups looked really strong.
Bev, Kawhi, PG, Morris, Batum was really fun to watch.
Yes,
that's the lineup that kind of crushed it in the third.
And then Pat Patterson had to fill in some minutes at the 5. He hit 50% of his
played
shots
more
at 3.
Than Zoo.
He did end up playing more minutes than Zoo.
Oof.
You know, and he was Pat Patterson. I don't know. He looked pretty rough on defense.
Yeah,
but,
horrible, I mean, on defense.
He hit 3 of 6 threes, so whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, Sabonis kind of got whatever he wanted. He had he finished with 19, 14, and 6.
Yeah.
A big thing, look, the thing that actually pissed me off the most about this game, I don't know what else to call it, but the soft pass.
Yeah.
We got our pockets picked on inbounds, which just should not happen.
Yeah, that should never
happen. We had 16 turnovers in this one, which, don't get me wrong, I don't think that that's
last 5 games of this
deal breaker.
Last 5 minutes of this game were utter garbage too.
Oh, and
it
the
was
start
bad.
And the start of the fourth was also trash. They had 13 steals of our 16 turnovers.
Okay, that's a lot.
And like I said, they do play a really aggressive on-ball defense. They do
yeah.
They do get the hands and the passing lanes and stuff, but like, those passes just have to be crisper. You can't be half-assing things, especially when you know that you're playing a defense that's this aggressive. And the thing is if this ball movement that we all want to be so central to our offense is gonna work, you know, like you have to have those passes on a laser sight.
Yeah, it's
got
to be real
passes.
Like, yeah. For sure. But all in all, pretty great weekend.
Yes.
For the Clips.
Yeah.
Can't be too mad at anything.
What was your favorite end to a quarter from this weekend? Would you say it was the man put back tip to Kawhi to end the third in the Pacers game, or the PG halftime three?
The PG halftime.
It's got to be the PG halftime three.
That was so fantastic to watch. Hope everyone got to watch at least some of the games. It was a good time. Coming up, we're going to be talking the Freshies, which has a whole lot to talk about. A lot of new guys looking good. Marcus Morris is looking fit. But first, we have to give a shout-out to Built Bar, who we talked about up top. They have six new flavors, which is great. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Built Bars are great because they're healthy. They taste fantastic, almost like a candy bar. They're great for the health-conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Great for the keto diet. I prefer the cookies and cream flavor. It's very good. 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs. You can get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back with the Freshies, which we do every single Monday. If you're new to the show, just kind of where we talk fresh guys to the squad slash, you know, whatever else is fresh. But I think we got to kick things off with Morris, who is, you know, he's looking like himself again.
Yes.
Had a season high in this game against the Pacers.
Uh-huh. A Clippers high as a Clipper.
Oh,
yeah,
Clippers
most
high.
Of the points he's ever scored. And I think a lot of this, too, we have to give a shout-out to Nick Batum for being kind of the third best player on the team for a stretch while Morris recovers. Like,
definitely.
That's been so vital to his recovery. What have you liked most from Morris so far?
It's just the versatility that he brings overall. Obviously, the scoring is going to be great, and it will have its ups and downs, especially. But I think that I've liked his decision-making as he's come back.
Yeah.
I had some concerns with him being on the second unit. He'd sort of like revert to sort of some bad habits, mostly just kind of pounding the ball for too long.
Nick's Morris, basically.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I think that he has accepted this role incredibly well, and I think defensively, obviously he's still getting back into shape, but it's great to have him out there on that end. He also, like, the rebounding has been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just he's been so good, and Batum has been so good. Like, what is the future of this? Like, what are we looking at for the rest of the season?
Do we envision that's a good question. In
July, like, is Morris still coming off the bench, or?
I think if it's working, Morris is going to be fine coming off the bench. And I think Ty Lue is going to be like, great. And when it has to change, there'll be a discussion. What I'm most excited about is that I'm not worried about it when there is a change.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think when there's a change that it's going to mess anything up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like,
because, like, Batum and Morris,
you just can't
go
wrong with either option.
Yeah, and Morris has really stepped in, like you said, like, to this leadership role that he tried to step into last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was resistance from a certain player who's not on the team anymore. And now that he is, he's, like, rejuvenated. He's trying to, like, he's flipped his image a little bit, I think,
for
a lot of people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's really buying into this whole system.
Well,
so
only
no matter,
Clippers fans, but.
Yeah, true, because we're the only people paying attention. So no matter what happens, I think we're good.
Yeah.
There's no friction on the team right now.
I gotta be honest.
Like, there's none.
That's the way it seems. So let's hope that we can continue that. But
I
think that he's like, he's talked about, like, the conditioning was a big issue, like getting back into that shape. Because obviously it's different, you know, if you're not playing competitive basketball against the best people in the world,
yes,
you're not going to be quite in the shape you want. But
yes, for sure.
He's gotten his rhythm back. He's looking great. Who else is fresh? What else is fresh? What are we talking?
So we got to talk Terrence Mann, who looked great on Friday,
mm-hmm,
against the Kings, like we talked about. But how is he going to get more time? Reggie Jackson played well on Friday, too, when he started.
Yeah.
Because Ty Lue and Bev weren't there. Lue's thigh might be a thing that's flaring up, because he's missed two games from it. But because Reggie's playing so well, like, when is Terrence Mann going to get minutes, let alone when is Mann going to get minutes when Luke comes back?
Okay, so...
it just doesn't seem in the cards.
Right, this is always going to be the problem with developing any young guys for this team, the way it's constructed, and what our goals are, you know? So I guess part of me... does it matter where he
gets
his
minutes?
I see
what you're saying, yeah. Do you think he stays with the team, or do you think he goes to the G League bubble?
I think that he ends up staying with the team.
I think Fee's in the G League bubble, and I think the Clippers keep Arturo.
That's fair.
Up with the first squad.
But
man, it's like, because he does get run with the first team. He gets a lot more substantial run than like Fee does. But it just kind of sucks that like him playing well is coinciding with Reggie Jackson. Like, Reggie Jackson played bad against the Pacers, but we were up by like 20, so it didn't really matter.
I mean,
he played well against the Kings.
Yeah, he was decent against the Pacers overall.
Yeah.
He was plus 12.
Yeah, but that towards the end there, it was like, what's going on, buddy? Kennard has looked great recently. He's shooting 50% from the field, 50% from three, 88% from the line. The numbers don't pop out at you. It's 8 points, three boards, two assists. But he's looking more aggressive offensively, the last two games especially.
Yeah. I mean, he had 20 in that win over the Pacers, and... look, man, here's the thing. Like, I love Kennard. It's one of those things. You're only going to get so many attempts in a game. And I think that this is going to be – it's not going to be a season where the numbers super jump out at you, but I think that his role and his importance will jump out at you. You know?
Yeah.
He's a guy who does demand a lot of gravity with the ball in his hand.
Made some good passes, too. His passing's looked a lot more confident.
Yeah, yeah. He can definitely make the right play. And he's able to offset, you know, his biggest deficiency, which is, you know, his defensive struggles with the offense that he provides on the floor. And now, depending on the matchup, that won't always be the case.
Yeah.
But thus far, I think that he's growing into this role. The role is a little smaller maybe than I had envisioned, but we also didn't realize how good Batum was going to be.
For sure.
I mean, yeah. I did, but it took a while for everybody else to wisen up.
That's so funny. because the rotation, like, because Batum has been so good, it's like, okay, we got a whole mess of rotations, I guess.
Yeah.
That we can try out.
It's just less reps for him.
Yeah. And then lastly, we got to give a shout out to Oturu. He had 4 points, four boards against the Pacers. His confidence offensively, he's better than Fee.
Yeah, man, he's also...
Fee's just hoisting up threes, like, which was a whole funny thing or whatever, but, like, Arturo's doing things that you would want him to be good at because that's what you would ask him to actually do.
He's kind of...
You know
got,
what I mean?
Yeah, and he's kind of got, like, a little package of, like, these little floaters and
For sure. He has great instincts around the basket.
Yeah, little shots in the paint, and he does have great... He's going to be a way better rebounder than Fee will ever be.
He looks kind of better than Fee right now.
I would say from what we've seen
so far.
Which
is very limited.
Wait, very small sample size. Right now, he looks more NBA ready than Fee.
Which sucks for Fee. But it's good for Drew. But yeah, so hopefully that one hit on the Clippers. And then, of course, you know, we got to check in with the freshest of the fresh guys, which is Nikola Batum, who is still great.
Incredible.
And still the man. Coming up, we got a Jay Scrub update, as well as, you know, talking that ever-important Paul George NBA 2K rating. But first, Will, talk to me about online betting.
All right. So online betting is great. We all know that. Football season wrapping up. Super Bowl's coming up. There's some big matchups. And anyways, there's only one place that we trust with our bets. There's only one place that has you covered. It's betonline.ag. If you sign up today for a free account on betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus.
Hey.
Once again, 50% off, promo code locked on, betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code locked on to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, welcome to Shavings. Hey, how's it going? Quick update. Guess we could have maybe put this in freshies. Jay Scrub is out of his walking boot and was getting shots up pregame for Clippers versus Pacers.
Nice.
Is he going to get some run? I mean, I'm excited to see him in the G League. Like, when they do the bubble, I assume he's going to be on the G League team.
Probably, right? I mean...
the Clippers seem to really believe in him, is why I say that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what's best for him, ultimately. I think, getting actual time, especially just given how weird the his, you know, final season in college was.
For sure. That's a good call.
I think that it just makes the most sense to me to give him more burn with the G League versus, you know, kind of fighting for minutes with, you know, man, who we're definitely already trying to develop and
trying.
Not for lack of trying, man. I just don't really see a path for minutes for him anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm psyched he's out of the boot. Feels kind of soon.
It does.
I guess. I don't know if, I mean, not in a bad way because I don't know a whole bunch about the details. But, yeah, seems kind of soon. Paul George said preseason he wanted to be rated a 96 in the next NBA 2K game because he felt disrespected by his rating. Do we think he's at that rating right now? Where do we think he's at with his 2K revenge tour? He's averaging 25-6-5 on 68.8% true shooting.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
seems like a 96.
Man, you know I don't know enough about 2K.
Had a fantastic dunk. Might have had two dunks actually, which is great. But I think, yeah, I think he's gonna get that 96. I think he's gonna feel vindicated. I think, you know, that's the most important thing that can happen to him.
This
in
is the worst. This is my least favorite storyline. This is the worst storyline around the Clippers.
He's gonna get that 96, man. And then quick update on the Batum Battalion shirts. We've had like four or five submissions. They've all been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Going to make a decision probably on Friday's episode.
Okay.
Unless someone hits us up. Maybe an LOL WTF Eric has a crazy design he wants to submit. Eric. What you know about that? But the support is great. The Batum Battalion is growing every day.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I also just kind of want to close out. Man, this season, the team looks way different than last season, obviously. Mm-hmm. Are you kind of surprised at how different it looks, offensive flow-wise?
From what we've seen thus far, yes.
There's a switch that has been flipped, and it's like it's kind of astonishing.
It really is. And it's – I don't know, man. I was just really prepared for a much longer sort of period of growing pains.
We had one game of growing pains. We got beat by 50, and since then – it's been pretty even keel in terms of what tangible things fans can be upset that Ty Lue has done.
No,
obviously the three-guard lineup is like the biggest glaring thing. That one three-guard lineup.
I know.
And then they stopped it. So it's like...
Yeah. No, we're just shy of the 15-game mark.
Yeah.
And I thought that would kind of be where we would just start to see things clicking.
Yeah.
And now, you know, like if... This isn't even this team fully clicking yet. Like if
we're still missing guys.
If the third quarter of the last two games is what this team like fully looks like when it's clicking,
yeah,
then it's terrifying. It's just terrifying.
Absolutely. It's been fun to watch. And it's weird. I tweeted out about it, but like we've had the same, it might be different after this Pacers game, but we were pretty much ranking in the same area of the league in 3-point attempts this
yes.
season compared to last season.
Yeah.
But it has looked worlds different for how we're getting those three-point looks.
Yes, I agree.
Like, it looks so much different, and that's why we're shooting a league best. I think we're shooting, like, 44% from three as a team right now. So, yeah, I'm very pleasantly surprised and shocked at how much different this team looks.
Yeah, just the percent of assisted field goals has, you know, increased so dramatically.
Yeah.
And that's been the biggest change. And who knows, you know, if we go through some cold shooting streaks.
Free throw attempts are going to be something to watch.
Yes.
But which is why, you know, it's good to see aggressive Paul George. And once we get Lou Will back fully, it'll be great. But yeah, just shout out to Ty Lue. Definitely doesn't listen to this podcast, but I hope he does. And I hope he listens all the way to the end. On Tuesday's episode, which again, we're coming at you Monday through Friday. 7 in the morning is when the episode drops. We're going to be doing Twitter Tuesday, so send your questions into @LockedOnClips. Probably doing some rotation talking. And whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, Will, where can these people shout at the heavens for other people to listen to us?
You can check us out on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. Mm-hmm. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. If you haven't already, please subscribe. We'd love to bring you this news. 7 a.m. Pacific.
Packed.
5 days a week.
Absolutely. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.